Wilton Pickett, 6-3-4-5-7-8-9. Before that, Walking the Dog with Rufus Thomas, taking you back into the 60s. All of these were hits in the late 1960s, early 1970s. So, it is Election Day, and it is Tuesday. So, if it's Election Day and Tuesday, Lynn Slonica must be in the house.
Good morning, Lynn. Good morning.
So, today is Election Day. I ran down all of the candidates for Columbia County. The listeners and I had a real cool jazz session. We did it jazz style. Ran down. So we'll be running down. I'll run down all the list of the Greene County candidates. But let's talk about this election and its significance and how the outcome affects the listeners.
Wow, that's a big question. The significance of today is that voters will give either an up or down vote on school budgets across the state. This will determine the amount of money to be spent in the 2012-2013 school year. When voters go into the booth to vote on the resolution, they're voting on the bottom line amount. They're not really voting on the details, the line-by-line budget that's put together by the board and central administration, but they are approving that bottom-line amount.
Now, one of the things that I noticed when I was rattling off the Columbia County school districts is that this one school district here, New Lebanon, 0% tax levy increase.
Yeah.
Hey, how did they do that?
Good question.
Everybody else is 2.56, 2.78, right. And here comes New Lebanon with a big old goose egg.
It's true, and actually what makes it even more interesting is that that's the second year in a row that they've done that. So they've seemed to have, now that is a small school district, but they seem to have a handle on what they're doing up there. They're not overly dependent on state aid. I think that that's what it comes down to looking at districts that can weather this kind of thing versus others that cannot. This particular streak that we're in that goes back over several years relates to dependency on state aid. So you have a school district like Hudson that their budget is a much larger portion of their budget depends on what comes from Albany and what comes from Washington.
I see. So it all depends on how much you're subsidized by the state.
Yeah, because when the state cuts back, then you have to make up for it in other areas.
I see.
And so New Lebanon seems to be they're not quite so vulnerable to.
Yeah, not bad at all.
No, not bad at all. And actually, Taconic Hills is another one. I think their tax levy increase is under 2%.
1.88.
Yeah, and they actually did very well. They didn't make any personnel cuts, so they seem to have weathered this storm. Contrast to that is Germantown.
Germantown, that's what I thought you were going to say.
Yeah.
So what happened to them? Because they're 5.2% tax levy.
Well, that is going to be interesting to watch because that is the only district in both Columbia and Greene counties that is going to need a supermajority to pass their budget. And it is because they're asking far and above what their cap allows.
And we'd like to take this time to say that this portion of the show is sponsored by CSX. We don't get any money from them, but we do get a lot of sound effects. CSX, driving us crazy. Okay, so how did Germantown wind up in this kabula-bula?
Well, they are another one that they really got slapped by the state.
Mm-hmm.
They not only in this year, Governor Cuomo was more generous than his predecessor was with schools. There was actually a 4% increase in state aid. Not that that, you know, made up the difference for what was cut in past, but they were on the positive side of the ledger this year as opposed to the negative. However, Germantown took a hit, and I don't know the exact amount, but they saw a significant smaller amount of money coming from the state.
And because they, because of the amount that their the levy increases, they're going to require a 60% a supermajority. So
right.
not only does the budget, the folks at Germantown can't just look at the figure, you know, 550 to 500. It's got to be 60% above that figure, correct?
It's got to be, yes.
Yeah, 60%
of the vote cast.
60%.
Yeah.
So it can't be 51, 50, 49, nothing like that.
Right.
All
exactly.
Right.
And if it doesn't carry, then the board has a few options. They can decide to put up the same budget proposal again.
Mm-hmm.
They can take it under reconsideration and put up a separate and amended budget, cut that amount. Or they can adopt a contingency level budget.
Okay.
If it is defeated, if they decide to put it up for a second vote and it's defeated under the new property tax cap law, if it's defeated a second time, then there is a 0% tax levy increase allowed. So they're down to zero. They don't even get their contingent level.
But then what would they do? How would they?
That's a good question. Yeah.
I mean, it's nice to have rules like that, but
yeah.
I guess we'll have to see if that ever happens. I hope that never happens to any school
right.
district. But
well, it is supposed to be motivation for getting the best possible budget out of a board and out of administrators from the beginning, something that will support the programs and facilities, but at the same time serve the taxpayers. But it's sort of a negative motivation.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like starving. All right.
Okay.
So we looked at the highest, the lowest, and Greene County doesn't have anybody that's over in the supermajority area.
No, they don't. Not at all. I think the highest tax levy increase that's proposed is Carroll-Durham. And that is at 3.8, but that's within their limit under the calculation. So nobody is over their own cap. What happens is, I think there's still some people who are confused about the so-called 2% tax cap. It doesn't literally mean 2%. It's a whole calculation that is individual to each school district, allowing for various kinds of debt and other expenses. And there's a window that a district can qualify for. So in all of these cases, these tax levy increases fall within the specific guidelines of the state.
All right. So that's the rundown on each of these elections. There will be all of them seem to be opening up at noon.
Most of them are noon.
Some as early as 6 a.m.,
yeah.
But 9 p.m. seems to be the closing time.
Right. And I don't know how this works in other districts because I haven't been to that many over the year, outside of Columbia County, that is. But here in Hudson, they have a great tradition where everyone gathers at 9 o'clock and they get the returns via telephone from the different polling locations throughout the district. There are five
okay.
in Hudson. So you sit in the in John L. Edwards, and the people phone in, and they put numbers up on the blackboard, and they know there and then who's won.
Ah, cool.
And if the budget passed. So it's it's really kind of fun. It's
yeah.
very different than other elections.
Yeah. All right. So that's what we'll be looking forward to. In either case, tomorrow morning we will have the results, I guess.
That's right.
We should have the results. If not, I'll blame Lynn.
That's reasonable.
Why should I take the fall myself? Anything else for us?
No, I think that's the big news for today. I would encourage anyone who doesn't If you don't connect with the information as Phil provides it, you can always go to our website, the newsroom blog at WGXC.org. It's all listed there. The budget amounts, the tax levy increase, who's running for board, and where you should go to vote.
So yes, sir, yeah, it's a really, I must congratulate you. Put a lot of work in. Really looks good.
Oh, thank
you. And I will, I gave them the Columbia County. I'll do Greene County after we have a few songs and do a few underwrites here on WGXC. So you've been listening to Lynn Slaniker giving you the breakdown on the school board elections and the budget elections, which are taking place today.